powerful line of thunderstorms is moving through the south. I'll show you what to expect where you are and when the storms will arrive.
North Carolina Central Police just left a shooting behind me at a residence hall here on campus. Coming up, I'll tell you if anybody was hurt in that shooting.
And it's an exciting day for the Wolfpack. The men's basketball team is leaving for their Final Four game in Phoenix today. Plus, the women are in Cleveland preparing for their game. Yes, their motto for the Final Four, they are the Party Crashers. And you are not crashing our party. We love that you're joining us now at 4:30. We have a lot to tell you. I'm Renee Chu.
And I'm Jeff Hogan. Yeah, good to have you along here as we get our Wednesday started, a weather alert day here for what is on the way. Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. We're going to keep a close eye on this throughout the day. A lot of different things going on.
You know, a lot of times we see severe storms in the afternoon and evening. That's more typical, but we are likely to see this during the morning hours. So damaging winds are a possibility. We could see some large hail and isolated tornadoes. And yesterday afternoon, the entire viewing area went under a level 2 risk for severe storms. So everybody in that equal threat for those isolated tornadoes and hail. And of course, the potential for some wind damage. Let's take a look at where we are right now. We're likely to see some showers pushing in here just in the next hour to 2 hours, depending on where you are. At 6 a.m., you can still see some dry conditions in our southeastern counties, but that rain will continue to move across the area. And we have the potential for some thunderstorms even this morning. You can see at 7 a.m., this line of rain. It's possible that a few of these storms, even during the morning hours, could be severe. Here's 9 a.m., and that continues to slide eastward. The cold front's going to start to move into the region right about lunchtime. And along that cold front, we could also see a few severe storms. And then once we get to around 3 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, it all moves out, and it should be out of here by the time we get to the evening commute. Even outside of the thunderstorms, it is going to be a windy day today, especially during the afternoon. We'll see winds gusting 30 miles per hour, maybe even up to 35 at some point. We take a live look at the gardens this morning. 71 degrees. It's a very warm start this morning. We have a southwest wind at 14, so already breezy for us. Our temperatures are ranging from the low 60s in South Hill to 71 in Raleigh and 70 in Southern Pine. So it's a very warm start for us. We'll see temperatures climbing into the mid 70s. Once we get past today, temperatures start to fall below normal. I'll show you what that looks like through the weekend coming up.
Elizabeth, thanks. Breaking news. Just minutes ago, a shooting scene on the campus of North Carolina Central University cleared. The shooting prompted a lockdown that was lifted just before 12:30 this morning. Nick Perlin is in the WRL Breaking News Tracker on campus. And Nick, we know the shooting happened inside a residence hall. What else are you learning?
Well, Renee, we do know that that shooting happened at this residence hall right behind me. Like you said, officers just cleared. But we do know that that shooting left one person hurt. At this time, though, we're still trying to figure out if the person who was shot was a student or not. I do want to show you this video. This is from about 10:30. This kind of gives you a better idea of what this scene looked like. You can see yellow crime scene tape blocking off this area around Lawson Street Residence Hall. And we're told that's where the shooting happened, inside that resident hall. Of course, we don't know if the person who was shot is a student at North Carolina Central, or we also don't know what their condition is at this point in time. We do know that person was taken to the hospital. Now, some students who live in the residence hall say they received a phone call from the university about the shooting. In fact, we spoke with one person, and this was their response.
My first thought was like, what do I do? Because they tell you like, oh, you know, close the door, but they don't mentally prepare you for this. So it's honestly, it's kind of crazy.
Now, like Renee said, the lockdown was lifted at around 12:30. Now, police say a criminal investigation is underway and there is no threat to the campus at this point in time. Live at North Carolina Central University, Nick Perlin, WRL News.
More breaking news. Firefighters in Fayetteville are working to determine what caused a fire that damaged a building. This happened just before 11:30 last night on Diamond Road near Quartz Drive. Video from our breaking news tracker shows damage to the front of the building. The fire was put out, but crews were not able to go in there to investigate due to structural issues. No one was injured.
New this morning, police in Greenville have a man in custody after an officer was shot during a barricade situation. About 2 o'clock this morning, police arrested the man who they say shot through a door and hit the officer. The arrest ended a 5-hour standoff. It started when police responded to an apartment complex for a domestic call. An officer went to the door to check on what was happening, and a person inside shot through that door, hitting the officer. The officer is expected to recover. A 9-month-old child who was inside the home is safe this morning.
Today is an exciting day for the Wolfpack. The men's basketball team leaves for Phoenix this afternoon as they prepare for their Final Four matchup. Fans will gather at the Dale Basketball Center to send the team off in style. And that's where we find WRL's Laura Levine this morning. Laura, good morning. This comes after two of the star players spent the day meeting fans.
Hey, Renee, good morning. Listen, right now at the Bells Basketball Center, very quiet, obviously very dark, but just in a few hours, we're going to see fans fill this place up as that team, the Wolfpack, comes and get ready to head out west. We know that fans are being invited to come 15 minutes before around 12:15, and then they're departing here around 12:30. But as you've mentioned, hundreds of fans lined up to celebrate the team and the two DJs, DJ Burns and DJ Horn, yesterday near the Triangle Town Center. Fans were out there taking pictures, getting autographs, and turned the restaurant into a sea of red and white. We spoke to some of those fans, elated to see this team beat the odds and make history.
They're really good for basketball and really great for the community.
You're representing North Carolina at this point, not just Raleigh, but North Carolina.
Absolutely. So again, the team leaving around 12:30 here from the Bells Basketball Center. Fans invited to come out around 12:15. Laura Levine, WRL News. We're live in Raleigh.
WRL's Casey Hintz and Pat Welter are traveling to Phoenix and will have live coverage of the Final Four starting today. The NC State men take on Purdue on Saturday. Join us tomorrow night for Wolfpack Pride. Why not us? We'll have live reports, in-depth analysis, and how this moment has the Triangle rallying around the pack. Coming up in 5 minutes, how the Wolfpack women are preparing for their Final Four game in Cleveland. WRL is digging deeper into the case of a Fayetteville boy who's only recently been reported as missing for years. Only on WRL, Blake Devin's aunt is sharing her concerns and the questions she hopes will get answered. Miranda Miller lives near Asheville. She says she last saw her brother's son, Blake, more than 10 years ago after he was placed in foster care. She says Blake was removed from the home of his biological parents. Last week, while Fayetteville police were handling a different case, Blake's family members said they hadn't seen him in years. His aunt told WRL's Chris Lovingood she hopes Blake knows he is loved.
If he could listen to this interview, whether it be online, wherever I end up putting it, what would you want to tell him?
That I love him. And I'm sorry that I couldn't do more. He can always call me. I'll always be here waiting for him to come back home.
We have reached out to Fayetteville Police for an update on their investigation. We're also trying to get in contact with Blake's biological mother.
Tonight's your chance to take home some serious cash with the Powerball jackpot now standing over $1 billion. You can watch the drawing tonight on WRL at 11.
Coming up, tornadoes and strong winds move through the Midwest, leaving destruction behind. We're seeing new video this morning as people work to clean up.
And a new prescription for depression was just cleared by the FDA. It's not what you think. We'll explain how a new app is intended to help people diagnosed with depression.
And here's a live look at Franklinton this morning. Roads are dry, but that will soon change. It's a WRL Weather Alert Day. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner timing out the impacts for us.
From the WRL Severe Weather Center, North Carolina's most experienced team of meteorologists.
It is 4:42, and I'm tracking the potential for severe storms this morning. You can see down here into South Carolina and Georgia, this line of strong thunderstorms producing some severe thunderstorm warnings, and we've had some tornado warnings. This system has a history of producing damaging tornadoes back across parts of the Midwest. And right now, we're looking at some rain moving in to the Sand Hills and as far east as Durham. So the thunder and lightning is back here just to our west, but we are likely to see that pushing into our area in the next hour to 2 hours, depending on where you are. It is a WRL Weather Alert Day. We have a level 2 risk for severe storms across our area. That means that we could see some isolated tornadoes, some hail, and some damaging wind. And that's likely to begin this morning. We'll take a live look at Sanford. Sanford's one of the early spots likely to start to see some of the rain. We'll continue to track it for you all through the morning.
Elizabeth, thanks. Some people across the country are waking up to their homes destroyed after severe storms and tornadoes tore across the Midwest. That's the same storm system we're facing today, and it is leaving behind a path of destruction. People in parts of Kentucky and Indiana are without a home after powerful winds and tornadoes there. Downed trees and power lines remain this morning, creating a hazardous situation for drivers. And up north, snow is expected in Maine, New Hampshire, and Vermont, as well as a blizzard warning for northern Michigan. And right now in the WRL Live Center, I want to take you live out to Conyers, Georgia. This is a live shot provided to us by one of our sister stations down there. You look at this tree that just toppled right on top of this home. Storms there in Georgia brought down trees, crushed cars and homes, bringing down power lines and shutting off power to many residents there. There is now a flash flood warning in effect for parts of Metro Atlanta. There was also a tornado watch in effect for much of West Georgia and Metro Atlanta until 3 a.m. this morning. So that has expired. But as of 4:30, they say right now they're seeing about 3,500 power outages around that area, but just incredible damage there in Georgia.
Michelle, thanks for that. This morning, Durham police are looking to make an arrest after someone shot and killed a man less than a block from a middle school. Video from Sky 5 shows that scene at Valley Terrace Apartments on Chapel Hill Road yesterday. Police say the shooting happened just after 1 p.m. and that nearby middle school, Rogers Her, is currently out on break. So far, no arrests have been made, and there's no word on what led up to the shooting. We have an update about what led to a deadly crash on Sunnybrook Road in Raleigh Monday night. It happened on Sunnybrook at Bright Creek Falls Trail. Officers say 47-year-old Matthew Alexander was driving on Sunnybrook Road. He tried to make an illegal U-turn from a right-turn-only lane, and another car hit him. Alexander died. No charges have been filed at this time.
The Wolfpack women are in Cleveland preparing for their Final Four game against tough-seeded South Carolina. Fans gave them a grand send-off from campus yesterday afternoon. WRL's Brett Neese is in Cleveland with the team as they get ready for their big game on Friday.
Good morning, everyone. From outside of Rocket Mortgage Fieldhouse, the site of the 2024 Women's Final Four, this city is ready. You can see there are signs up already showing the matchup between NC State and the top overall seed, South Carolina.
The women getting to their hotel around 7:30 last night. As they stepped off the bus, head coach Wes Moore had this message.
Party crashers, here we are.
Yes, that's the motto for the team this week. A nod to the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame just down the road. The players say they are playing with a little bit of an edge this week.
It's been a chip on our shoulder all year, and we've just been proving everybody wrong, and hopefully we can continue to prove people wrong in the Final Four.
The team has a full day ahead of them, including practice. Members of the marching band and cheerleading squad are also in town.
I'll have all of today's events covered on our later newscast. From Cleveland, Brett Neese, WRL News.
Brett will be the Wolf. We'll be with the Wolfpack women leading up to their game against South Carolina on Friday at 7. He'll have reports from Cleveland all through the week right here on WRL. Raleigh city leaders are turning to the community for input regarding term limits for elected leaders. City Council held a public hearing on increasing the terms for mayor and city council from 2 years to 4. Council is considering adding 3 more members and staggering the elections. And that would include voting for a mayor and 3 council members in one election and the next 4 councilors in the following election. Leaders will continue to discuss terms and engage the public at a council meeting on April 16th.
The FDA is signing off on a new treatment for depression. It's a prescription you wouldn't normally expect. It's a smartphone app for people diagnosed with major depressive disorder. It's called Rejoin, and it will be available by prescription only. The app is designed to be used in conjunction with medications. A 6-week program is designed to stimulate the areas of the brain thought to be responsible for antidepressant effects. It is still unclear if most insurance companies will cover the cost of this treatment.
Ahead of today's storms, there's an increased rip current risk for the North Carolina coast. Oak Island issued its first red flag day of the beach season yesterday. The strong winds create an increased risk for rip currents. They're dangerous because if you're in the water, they can pull you out to sea. If you find yourself in a rip current, make sure to swim parallel to the shore until you're no longer being pulled out. Well, before those storms get to the coast, they're going to move through us. Meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner in the WRL Severe Weather Center. And what a storm system that is, as we see.
Yeah, we've been talking about it. Of course, the news aspect of it, as we saw so much destruction across parts of the Midwest yesterday and last night. And now this has moved into the south. So South Carolina, Georgia, you can see this line of severe thunderstorms and some tornadoes that are popping up along that. The severe thunderstorms are the yellow boxes and the tornado warnings, the red boxes right there above Albany, Georgia. You can see that tornado warning in progress. We're beginning to see a little bit of lightning and thunder across our part of North Carolina. We'll zoom in a little more closely, and you can see back here into the Sand Hills. The lightning is just to the west of Moore County right now, but you can see some scattered showers here in the Sand Hills from, say, Siler City down towards Sanford, Carthage, Southern Pines. All of that will be pushing across the viewing area this morning, making for a messy commute and with the potential that we would see some severe storms even this morning. Here's a look at Futurecast, and you can see this line of rain moving in between 6 and 7. We see this line setting up right here from South Hill to Raleigh down to Fayetteville, Southern Pines. We could have certainly some thunderstorms, possibly some severe storms with this even during the morning hours. There's 9 a.m., and you can see that in the southern part of the viewing area. And then we get a little bit of a break right around lunchtime, but the cold front is coming in at that point as well. And along the cold front, we could see another chance for some storms that could produce some wind damage. Once we get to the evening commute, it's moving on out, and we're going to be dealing with some much cooler temperatures. Our WRL weather alert day for level 2 risk across the entire viewing area. So let's walk through what that means for us. The timing, the best chance for seeing severe storms is going to be between 9 a.m. and 3 p.m., but we are likely to see some storms ahead of that 9 a.m. window. Damaging winds, hail, and isolated tornadoes, and definitely a messy commute for us this morning. We take a live look at Pinehurst. The rain is falling there. You can see the lights there right in front of the clubhouse and the sidewalks. The streets there are wet, so that rain is moving in. 71 degrees is our temperature in the triangle, and our dew point's at 60, so it's very warm and sticky. Even before the thunderstorms arrive or after they move out, it's going to be a windy day. We have southwest winds right now at about 10 to 15, and we will see gusts later this afternoon, 25 to 30, so it's going to be a windy day for us today, too. Our temperatures range from 60 in South Hill to 70 in Southern Pines, looking at 71 in Durham. Temperatures will be in the 70s for this afternoon, 77 Raleigh, Durham, and Fayetteville. But after that, we see a big drop in our temperature, looking at low 60s Thursday, Friday, and Saturday, and some 30s for Saturday and Sunday morning. Right now, we're still looking good for the Dreamville Festival. However, we'll see sunny skies, high temperatures in the 60s. We'll take a closer look at some of the cooler weather headed our way coming up.
Also coming up, when Florida police couldn't find a missing 3-year-old boy, they turned to a dog for help. Now this police dog, Midnight, was able to find the little boy and the tasty reward he got for his good work. Plus, two adorable kittens are calling Greensboro their home. How you can help name these cute but mighty serval kittens.
Welcome back. It is 4:53 as we take a live look at North Hills. It is going to be a rainy morning and making for a messy morning commute. We'll be tracking it all for you here on WRL News. Your March Madness bracket is likely broken, just like millions of other people. One wake bracket is still staying strong. Olivia Turner's bracket sits at number 4 out of more than 3 million entries in the CBS Sports Men's Bracket Challenge. The NC State grad and super fan says she correctly predicted all Final Four teams, 7 of the Elite Eight teams, and about 13 of the Sweet 16. Turner shared her winning strategy.
I just went through and I picked some upsets because it's March Madness, that's what happens. But in State, I mean, at first was an upset for everybody. Now I think it's just what they're doing at this point. But and then otherwise, I just looked at, you know, their stats.
Amazing. She predicted the unpredictability. No surprise, Turner has NC State coming out on top as national champions. But getting the rest of the Final Four, wow.
That is pretty strong. Your big ideas for the future of downtown Fayetteville are wanted. The Cool Spring Downtown District is hosting a big ideas forum this evening. They're inviting anyone from the community to come by and share your ideas and concerns about the future of downtown. It's happening today from 4 to 6 at the Arts Council of Fayetteville on Hay Street.
A Florida police dog named Midnight is being celebrated after finding a missing 3-year-old. Midnight's handler says a sniff of the boy's blanket was all it took to get Midnight onto the case. He says Midnight dragged him through the woods for about 45 minutes to track the boy down. Midnight was rewarded with a burger and one of his favorite toys. Great work. The Greensboro Science Center needs your help naming two new unique kittens. The Science Center just welcomed two serval kittens. They are native to sub-Saharan Africa. They are cute and mighty. One male and one female were born late last month. We're told both kittens and mom are doing well. You have until April 9th to cast your vote, and the names will be revealed on the 10th. Head to the Greensboro Science Center's Facebook page to vote.
We need your help to turn a garden green this Friday from noon to 6:30 on WRAL. Come and visit the WRAL Azalea Gardens and wear your red to support the NC State men's and women's historic Final Four basketball journeys. The gardens are in full bloom, and there could even be some special surprises in store for those who show their Wolfpack pride. So stop by this Friday with your Pack family and help WRAL turn the gardens red. Today's a WRL weather alert day, and up next, meteorologist Elizabeth Gardner will break down the risks as the storm system approaches.
Plus, today is the deadline for St. Augustine's University students to move off campus. The latest developments next.